Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is unbelievable. What is Cabali saying now, Ty?
So I texted him while we were in this break. I just wanted to make sure, confirm it, so I didn't have to use the video chat. He said 120.
120 now. All right. We'll do that at 120. I'm trying to figure out the two turnover-worthy plays by Aaron Rodgers the other day, because Pro Football Focus did not give him a good grade for the game. What are they doing? Did they watch the game? He was great. Now, one of the turnover-worthy plays was the dude was on the ground on his back. Remember, Rodgers threw it away, and it would have been an unbelievable play, I think, from what I remember. What was the other turnover-worthy play? Why can't I think of it? I watched the game twice. What was the other turnover-worthy play?
There was two throws that the Jets just straight up dropped interceptions. That's really all I can think of.
Well, that's it then. But what was the other one? Look on the text line. They'll help me. 412-928-9370. Text tie. We'll call it the tie line today. People will tell you that. I don't care. I don't even care if one of them did get picked. He was incredible. I thought, considering, especially, he was going up against a decent defense. He had Broderick Jones, which means you might as well have not had anybody. Imagine lining up with an offensive line with no left tackle and trying to operate as a quarterback. Rodgers did that. He had no run game, and his defense did nothing for him. And then just watch him play. I mean, I was blown away by it. Some of the throws he made on the move, all the different angles he was thrown from. And again, like I said before our brief intermission, simply the ability to identify often at the last second. Like I think of a throw to Metcalf on the first drive. I think of the throw to Austin on the winning drive. Like he was under pressure and kind of dancing around a little bit and about to take a hit. And then boom, he identifies the right guy who's wide open and gets him the ball. So it looks kind of like, oh yeah, that guy's wide open. I guess it was good. No, it was a great play to be able to identify that. Somebody breaking open at the last second. How many times have we sat here over the last how many years and said, why didn't Kenny Pickett or Justin Fields or Mitch Trubisky or Mr. Unlimited see the guy that was wide open? Aaron did. So forget about PFF from this thing. What are they doing? They had him ranked 24th among quarterbacks in the NFL? What? What are they saying on the text line?
This is where I say I don't have access to the text line.
Oh, okay. Too bad you didn't say that earlier, but that's okay.
You moved on fast. I was like, oh, he's talking. I'm like, I'm not going to let him.
I'm going to let him
run downhill.
No, we have no access to that. So I can't remember. I'm sorry. And I did. I watched the game twice. It was probably an obvious one. And I'm trying to get Pony to help me. Listen to this exchange with Andrew Filippone, who watches these games with a fine-tooth comb. I said the one pass the dude was on the ground and almost picked was one. What was the other turnover-worthy play by Rodgers? You know what his response was? They gave him two. I said, I know. That's one. What was the other one? Why won't anybody help me here, Ty?
I don't know. I even tried to check.
Donnie won't get back to me. Nobody's helping.
I tried to check the YouTube chat, and then I seen the.
They're sabotaging
fighting.
Me on the PM show. Donnie watches the games like Bill Belichick, and he's saying I can't even think of the other play.
Someone's fighting in
Are
there.
Are you kidding
and,
me?
And dropped like a dress in there, so it's turned into full Temecula.
Wait,
out
where?
There. In the live chat, I went back far enough, and I seen that someone.
Oh, don't read. Reading the YouTube chat is bad for your health.
But I was like, maybe someone in there said something.
It's especially bad for Limits Health to read the YouTube chat, but it's bad. Thank God people are watching on YouTube. Don't get me wrong, but I might stay away from the chat. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday. I got to see this. September 21st, exclusively at Paramount Plus. Who's the greatest Dwight in sports history? Dwight Howard? Dwight White? Dwight Clark?
I was about to say Clark.
He probably made the most famous play, but I might have to go with Dwight Howard. Dwight White?
Dwight Gooden?
Dwight Gooden! You got it! You win! It's Dwight Gooden. Can we think of any others? It's Dwight Gooden. You thought of it, Ty, and much credit to you. If you could only think of the other turnover-worthy throw Rodgers made the other day, we'd really be in business. This is going to drive me insane. Call the show. 412-928-9370. Call Ty and tell him what the other turnover-worthy play was. I don't even know why I'm on this topic, except that it drives me crazy when I can't think of it. And now I feel like the PM show is sabotaging me. The Pony response to this, what is he doing? And I know Donnie knows, and he says, I can't even think of the other play. Yes, you can. But it's not like they're going to do a special topic on turnover-worthy plays by Rodgers from the other day. So why would they sabotage me? They're not. I'm just paranoid. 24th among quarterbacks. So honestly, and I'm a guy who defends Pro Football Focus because they have gone where no other, football statistical entity has. And some of the stuff they do, a lot of it really, is great. One of them is this. Like, we're not just going to say a quarterback played a great game because the numbers are good. What if he throws three balls that people just drop? Do we not count that? I get it. I like it. I like things, pass rush, win rate, things like that. I guess I like that. Now, that's a horrible example. I hate that one. I can't think of other examples of things they like off the top of my head. But the point is, well, judging how an offensive lineman played, I think that's very difficult without knowing responsibilities play to play. But if you have the right people in there, giving it an attempt and quantifying something that no one's ever attempted to quantify before statistically, I think is a noble cause. And they've had really good people doing it. There have been multiple people from Pro Football Focus who have gone on to work in the NFL. Some played in the NFL. Bruce Gradkowski used to do their quarterback stuff. I don't know if he still does. I respect them and I like what they do. But if it's your business to quantify these things and you come out of week one and you're the person who's running Pro Football Focus, you're the boss, and you see that Aaron Rodgers was ranked 24th among quarterbacks in the NFL, you need to call a meeting. There's got to be a Zoom meeting immediately saying, let's take a closer look at what we're doing here. He got a 56.2 grade, and from what I've seen on Pro Football Focus, it's kind of like academic grades back in high school. Not that I would know anything about good ones, but, the 50s is like a failing grade. or a D or something in Pro Football Focus. What is going on? What were they looking at? The guy was tremendous in that game. Now, I don't want to get Cabali going off on this because he's already ripped them a number of times, and that would be a little too much for me.
So, Joe, I have fielded many calls about this.
Please.
And it's all. Some were saying there was a dropped interception by Stevens. Others say,
well, it was Stevens. Was that the one where Stevens was on his back and Rodgers was throwing it away?
I think that might have been it.
Well, that one I remember. And that was just a bad throwaway, but it would have taken a great play for Steven. I think he was flat on his back, was he not? So what was the other one?
I got like five different plays.
What were they?
So one was, there was an intentional grounding that got picked up, and basically a Jet player effectively fell in the direction of the play.
Okay.
And then my personal one is maybe the one that, you know, towards the end, as they were setting up the game-winning field goal,
yes,
the Metcalf bobble catch with the help of another Steeler, that was the one that I was sitting there going, I could see that potentially, but...
Well, that was an accurate throw to begin with. Am I right about that?
A little bit, yeah.
I thought that was an accurate throw to my recollection, and Metcalf bobbled it. It got hit, and all hell broke loose. But if you're going to be, not you, but if Pro Football Focus is going to try to really, really quantify these things objectively, what if that ball gets picked off? Like, if you're going to say, oh, you had no interceptions, but you should have had a couple, what if you have one on a play like that? Do they take it away if it's a bogus interception? If it's not your fault, they should. Is Cabali on the line?
I'm about to get him next up.
So. What the hell is going on here with him? This is outrageous. He's in a couldn't he have told the Pat McAfee guy he'll talk to him later? Guess who we forgot, Ty? Dwight Freeney. That was your fault. Although still, Dwight Gooden's the win. He's calling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's calling Cabali right now. The Noah Constrictor weighed in with a little Dwight Freeney. Okay, I get it. He's in the Hall of Fame. He ain't Dwight Gooden. My guy Ty here won that one. The best.
No, I'm kind of upset about that one myself, too.
No, but forgive ourselves. Why are you upset? You won the contest. Dwight Freeney is not Dwight Gooden. He's the most famous Dwight in history. However, the most famous play by a Dwight in history was absolutely Dwight Clark. Made the catch, right? From Joe Montana. Are you on the line with Cabali, or is he giving you? Yeah? All right. Let's go out
voicemail.
To the voicemail. So you're not on the line with Cabali. All right.
Mike in Fort Wayne.
Mike, I don't want to talk to anybody. Why? What are we talking about?
Oh, well,
what did
he's been
about?
On here for a while.
What's he want to talk about?
That's a good question. You want to put him on?
All right. Because of that, let's put him on. What's up, man?
I miss you, Joe. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
I don't know. I've called in a few times, Mike from Fort Wayne.
In
a few times.
Oh, yeah, now I remember Fort Wayne. Yeah, because my old boss from the Trib was from Fort Wayne, Indiana, right?
Well, if you ever drive in through, stop by sometime.
Do you play golf?
No, I don't. I'm a musician.
Ah.
So when I was learning how to play golf, I was learning how to play guitar, and I had to choose between the two, and I'm so glad because I play pretty regularly up in this region.
Are you good? Are you objectively a good musician?
Yes.
All right.
Years ago, I sent you my Christmas album, actually.
Okay,
you probably just threw it away. So.
Probably. Send Limits, make up a theme song for the show and send it to Limits on his email. And
okay, I will.
And we'll see if we want to use that. What's on your mind?
You know, Joe, I just wanted to talk about the defense. I'm like you. I'm really excited about Aaron Rodgers. And didn't you, that first pass to Metcalf, weren't you like, oh, my God, how many years has it been since we've seen a receiver?
Well, wait a second.
Yes,
and Metcalf made up for the drop right away with a great play.
Oh.
But what about the drop if you're Pro Football Focused? Do they give him credit for a completion there, and do they add on the yardage? If you're gonna go full tilt on this crap, you're gonna go full tilt on what would have happened with these turnover worthy plays. How about if you give Metcalf credit for a 50-yard reception there? How about if you take into account the guys that were gonna try to tackle him and their tackle probability based on their size compared to DK Metcalf? How about giving Rodgers a completion and 50 more yards on that play?
Yeah,
sometimes
the analysts. Who are these people? Were they players? Does Ryan Clark need to talk to them?
No, they were players, some of them. And I'm not going to I'm not going to get on Pro Football Focus. And also, I don't believe in the non-player thing. Ryan Clark talked about that when he ripped Peter Schrager last week. When he said, "Oh, you're talking like a non-player on the panel," and Peter Schrager said to him. On ESPN, don't belittle me like that. And Peter Schrager was 100% right. He should have said back to Ryan Clark, did your former coach in Pittsburgh play in the NFL? Was Bill Belichick a football player?
Was
Howie Roseman? How did Howie Roseman's NFL career go, Ryan? You don't have to have been a politician to cover politics, and you don't have to have been a football player to be an astute football observer. So get out of here with that.
My answer to that has always been, you know, my major in college was I'm a communication major. So actually, Ryan's job is to communicate. So in a way, somebody like me with my background in education actually is more qualified to communicate the message to an audience. You are a player, dude. That doesn't mean you can talk about it.
Well, I don't agree with you on that either. That's the opposite. Like if I say he can't rip me or Peter Schrager for not having played in the league and undercut our opinions, I'm not going to undercut his. And he's very good, by the way, Ryan Clark.
He's very good.
I'm not going to undercut his abilities as a media person because he's an athlete. No, I think he's great. Anyway, what was on your? What did you want? I have to go. Kabali's here.
Okay,
did you have anything on your mind?
Later, man. Get back with Mark. I'll check in another day.
All right. Thank you.
Trying round three.
Oh, come on. That was the greatest phone call in show history. I don't even know what we talked about. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's up with Keanu Benton? How about we talk about that for a second? Is he fulfilling the role that you would want a nose tackle to fulfill? And I know this may sound old school. I want guys to tie up blocks. Sorry. Especially when I have a guy like Peyton Wilson who can't shed a block. If guys are getting to the second level to block Peyton Wilson, I'm in trouble as a run defense. Keanu Benton, I thought, would take a big step forward last year. He didn't, and he didn't have a good first game. Not going to blame him for his dropped interception, although, even though he's a nose tackle, I thought he should have made that play. I just don't think he was he couldn't have been very good. He's in the middle of your run defense. Man, is there a guy that they've missed more over the years than Casey Hampton? What a great player he was. What a great player. And when you have that at the point of attack defensively, to me, it changes everything. when you have a monster like that who's content to play the role he's supposed to play, then that is a great start for a run-stopping defense. I'm going to be curious to see how this moves forward here, because that was a real embarrassment in week one. For them to be bragging like they were before the season, the head coach even, that's just embarrassing. When I say big things, I mean historic things. Mike, the last time you played, you gave up 300 yards rushing in a playoff game against your arch rival. Are you sure this is the time to be intimating that you could have a historically great defense? Really? And then we saw what happened Sunday. And that wasn't Derrick Henry. Breece Hall's a good player. He ain't him. Is Kabali on the line yet?
I got a present for you.
All right. Mark?
What's up, Joe?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
A very important meeting.
Tell me about the meeting. You're behind the scenes at the Pat McAfee show. Is this a Cam Hayward situation? Are you now a hold-in?
No, I felt like having some lunch with CFO Phil.
Yeah, you don't have lunch with a CFO unless money's on the line.
No, Phil's a great guy, man. I'm passing him right now, so I hope he's listening.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
Did they
allow you to enjoy yourself in New York? Did they cover any meals? What'd you do in New York?
Oh, yes. He always gets mad at me because I cheap out and get all the cheap hotels and stuff. And I said, that's just in my DNA from my newspaper days to just, you know, try to spend as less money as possible.
Back when Smitty got you for a glass of orange juice on the road, right?
Yeah. He once made me give back 13 cents, Smitty, because I tipped too much.
13 cents?
It's not a joke. He made me, it was something that I gave a $20 bill for a tip, and it should have been 1987. So he goes, you know, he goes, you know, I'm going to have to take that off your expenses. I'm like, Smitty, 13 cents.
I think Ron used to put, for a different newspaper, on his expense report, trips he took to and from work. Does that count?
No, I think, you know what, I think if, depends what your office is. Your office is considered, if you drive to the Steelers,
yeah,
that's just considered going to the office, and you shouldn't have to put expenses in for that. But if you go to the office, then go to Aliquippa, then you would get paid. I think that was...
I just don't feel like everything used to go wrong on expense. I just didn't feel like it by the end. It wasn't worth it. The Mark Kabali Report is brought to you by IC Light. All right, big boy. Now that I have you, what about Broderick Jones? What's happening here? Well, how much concern do you have? And if it doesn't get appreciably better, what are their options?
First of all, there is no options. So... that's why he's going to get the benefit of the doubt probably longer than, a lot of people would like to see him get if he continues to play this poorly. What's going wrong with him? I don't know. Just a little bit of everything. What I think it is if you look at him and he's off the field, he's a nice, outgoing, happy-go-lucky, joking, friendly guy. You see a lot of that with a lot of players, and I liken that to a guy like Mason McCormick, nicest guy in the world. He steps over that white line, he turns into an animal. I don't know if Broderick Jones has that animal instinct in him when he steps over that line to flip that switch, and that might not be the biggest problem, but I think it's a little bit of the issue. He looks a little passive out there. So at this point, Joe, instead of making a move, even if it's 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, I think it's now the onus of the coaching staff to give him some help over there. You know, you can't leave him on the island as much as they have. You have to give him some help. But you can't do that every time either. So you're between a rock and a hard place, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that compromise then your available receivers for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, you want to mix up your formations. So you don't want to always have tight ends and shifts on the left-hand side, right? So even to that degree, let alone just putting, you know, an extra tight end on both sides or anything. But I think they'll give him a couple more weeks of doing what he does. before they would go that route. But I'm sure in the back of their in Tuesdays when they're put together the game plan, thinking, what happens if Broderick stinks? What are we going to do to counter this? And I'm sure it's been brought up.
All right. We have Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jerry Dulac says that Derek Harmon, he's very confident, will play week three against the Patriots. Are you equally confident?
You know, week three or week four. Week four, I mean, historically they like to bring a guy back like that right before a bye week, even if it would be in Ireland. So you could see how he reacts and give him that extra week. Historically, they did do that, but I think last year with somebody, they did go a week early. So week three, week four, I think at the absolute latest, barring a setback, he'll be back. But I wouldn't anticipate him jumping in there and going 80% of the snaps from the get-go. You're still going to need Y.A. Black and Loudermilk and Benton and all those guys to take some snaps as well. So I think I don't think you have to worry about him getting on a moving train, but I don't think he's going to be full go right off the bat. But week three, week four at the latest, I think.
All right. We had Ben Valin from the Boston Globe. He covers the Patriots, and he said that he thinks the Steelers got a good player in Jabril Peppers and that it was financially related, that if you wait until after the first game, you get more a favorable deal. That's why he didn't get picked up by anybody.
The guaranteed money, yeah.
Yeah, I like this. Do you?
Yeah, well, I have to see him play first. I can't tell you I'm kept up on my Jabril Peppers tape over the last 2 or 3 years, but he should have some sort of resume with him being the 25th overall pick. But, yeah, I mean, you would wonder why he waited out there for so long. If somebody was really, really desperate, they could have just guaranteed him his money and he would have been there, right? But once it gets past that to that week two where there's money isn't guaranteed, which means they could throw him to the practice squad and not have to pay him his original amount of money. So once he got to that point, he probably got what he wanted, a chance to play right away. And that's with Deshaun Elliott out. I wouldn't anticipate a long time, but a couple weeks, that is the perfect opportunity for him to step in and get playing time rather than go in a practice squad and wait for somebody to get hurt.
All right, Mark, you're going to stick with me next segment. I'm led to believe, yes, it would be awkward if said no now. Okay, very good.
Yes, after I almost, did I snorkel you or not, or partially snorkel?
That was a partial snorkel. It was ruled by my friend Ty here, but we'll take it. I'm glad to have you on here now. Let's talk about Seattle a little bit, and then some other things brewing with the Steelers. I'm sure you're thrilled with the PFF grade for Aaron Rodgers from this week. I'll ask you about that next on Pomp and Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.